on KTNC. Concordia comes in 3 wins, no losses on the season after a shutout last week at Louisville 32-0. The Tigers coming in for them a disappointing 1-2 on the year after 2 straight losses to Brownell Talbot last week to Conestoga. The Tigers should be stronger tonight, getting some of their players back that have been out for a couple of weeks. Fall City 1-2 on the season, looking to even the record tonight at 2-2 on the road. I had a chance earlier this week to visit with Tiger coach Jack Bangert about the season and about tonight's matchup with Omaha Concordia. You'll hear from coach Jack Bangert of the Fall City Tigers after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
The Bethel Community Hospital is proud to announce the newest member of our general surgery team, Dr. Samuel Bruna. Dr. Bruna is passionate about rural medicine and dedicated to serving our community. He specializes in a wide range of surgical procedures, bringing compassionate and expert care right here to Sabetha. To learn more about Dr. Bruna and the surgical services offered at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit SabethaHospital.com. That's SabethaHospital.com. Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our community.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Fall City Tiger coach Jack Bangert. Fall City getting ready to take on OCA this week on this Friday night. Coach, a trip to Omaha, and it's, you know, it's not getting to Omaha. It's getting all the way across Omaha on the bus and stuff. It makes it for an interesting trip and kind of a tough trip for the regular season you have to take.
Yeah, it's not an easy trip to take. I haven't lived in Omaha for over 15 years, it was easier for me to go from my place in Omaha to Neb City than it was for me to go out to Omaha Concordia. Mm-hmm. And I lived in Bellevue. So, it's a long trip. You gotta get through the city, usually during rush hour. So getting there on time is always a key. But it's gonna be quite the deal for us, but we've done it before.
Yeah.
We've won up there before. So we've been there, done that. So we're excited to go up there and play, and they're a good football team at 3-0, and we're excited to get a crack at them.
Yeah, the only important person on that trip is the bus driver, I guess. Everybody else can sit back and relax, hopefully. So.
Yeah, they have the hardest job. They have the hardest job. It's the third lane from the left for all your listeners. So if you're heading out there, getting the third lane from the left on I-80, and it'll cruise you right on to 680, and then you just got to get on the Boys Town exit, and you're home free. So.
There you go. There you go. All right, let's talk football. 1-2, coming off a couple of tough losses for the Tigers. You've been shorthanded for a couple of weeks. You've been shorthanded all season, but really shorthanded the last couple of weeks with circumstances you can't control, injuries, things like that. Some of them players coming back this week, that's going to have to help.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy in our situation. Just a couple players makes a huge difference. It's made a difference in practice. It does a lot for us. So, we're excited. Feel like, you know, we still have those guys we lost in knee injuries for the year, which obviously stinks. Stinks
mm-hmm.
for them with all the work they put in. Stinks for our team. But we're definitely in a better situation than we've been the last 2 weeks. But really, you know, the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks really have come down to 5 plays. 5 plays are the difference between being 0-3 and 3-0. and we're sitting at 1-2. And we're due for some breaks, so feel like, you know, our guys have a good attitude. We had a great week of practice so far, and I feel like we'll be in good shape and be able to give them a good run this week.
OCA is doing well. I mean, they're 3-0. They're averaging just over 30 points a game. They're not giving up a whole lot, like 10, 11 points a game. They're off, numbers-wise, at least, to a pretty solid start without me looking through the competition and knowing a whole lot about their opponents. That's a pretty good start.
Yeah, they're definitely, they got some athletes. You know, their basketball team was a state tournament team. Mm-hmm. So they have athletes, they have depth. I think that's probably the biggest thing that's going to cause us trouble is just their depth and staying fresh. They rotate guys in. So that's going to be tough for us. But, you know, we pride ourselves on being in good shape. We have to work harder than everybody else, when you have so few kids. And we know that and we embrace it. It's part of our identity here. And so, like I said, we're just ready to play football. We're ready to get out there and have some fun. I know getting some guys back, they're excited to be out there on the field with their teammates. And so it's going to be a good challenge for us. They've got two really good inside linebackers that are also probably a couple of their better offensive players, 4 and 5. They'll switch them around at quarterback and running back. Defensively, they're going to stack the box and try to stop the run. I mean, there's times they have 8, 9 guys in the box. So that's going to give us opportunity to throw around a little bit. And we've shown we can do that if we can protect Blakely. So he's got that bad knee, but really played well and showed that he can get her done for us this year. So we're excited and ready to go get after a little bit.
You said something that kind of piqued my interest. You pride yourself on being a tough, hardworking team. That goes back to now 23, 24 players. You guys as coaches have to walk a fine line. You want to work hard, but you can't work them too hard with that number of players. You wear them out before the season gets over. It's a really fine line you have to walk, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you don't want guys getting injured in practice.
Mm-hmm.
We tackle 2 times a week during the season, but full contact only once in practice other than when we're scrimmaging against each other and we got the JVO going against the varsity D and vice versa. It is tough. I mean, you just got to be careful, but at the same time, if you're not doing the things you need to do to prepare, you know, then you're putting your team at risk too. The nice thing is once you get to about week 4 or 5, your guys are probably in about the best condition they're going to get. It's a little more difficult because we had a few guys come in mid-summer, and, you know, it takes 2 to 3 months to get a guy in condition. So some of our new guys aren't in as good a condition as the guys that have been around forever. And so that's been a challenge. It's like, how do we get them in game shape? Because both of our guys, I mean, they're coming from places where you don't necessarily have to play both ways. So it's a unique situation here at Fall City, and one that, like I said, it's a great place to learn to be a great coach because you're going to get everything thrown at you at some point. My assistants and I, it seems like every week, are dealing with something, some new curveball that we got to deal with. And we embrace it. I mean, that's fun, you know, and so that's why you do the job.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing tonight, your team, just with the running back change, you get some kids back, you should be better up front. You should be faster in the backfield because when you get down to, what, third running back basically last week or more, no matter if that's the fastest kid in the state, things can develop slowly because it's not the number one guy you were planning on.
Yeah, and you know, in our system too, we run a zone system, and really it's about getting reps. It's about vision. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to put somebody back there that hasn't done it before. It's not like the olden days where we're going to run in the two hole, you know. There's still teams that do that. But the problem is with the way defenses have advanced and blitzing schemes and things like that, those old pin-pull systems aren't really ideal for that because blitzes will run through where the puller are. You got trouble. In a zone scheme, you can pick everything up once the kids know it, you know, up front. But I don't think people realize how hard it is for a running back because you're really running to an area and you're looking for cutbacks, especially in our outside zone. That's kind of where we're the best. We've been teaching inside zone now for 2 years, and we're getting better at it. But really, our outside zone is in our boot game is something that we've been working on for 4 years, and we're pretty good at it. But it takes a running back time to do that. It's not like they can just go out there and see those cutbacks, and they need to watch film and see where they're at and what their aiming points are. So I don't think people truly appreciate how hard it is to just go in and play a different position. You know, and it's the same with linebacker. We were decimated at linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker is probably the hardest spot to play on the defense. And because you just have so much to do and run responsibility, gap responsibility. Then you got to get into your zones and are we blitzing? What's my gap? And so it's just been a big time learning curve for a lot of kids. And really that's our job as coaches is to try to teach them. You can simplify it to a point, but if you simplify it too much, then you're leaving things that other teams can take advantage of. So again, it's kind of like that fine line with conditioning and number of kids. You're constantly trying to find that happy medium with 20 kids, you know, playing 11-man football.
It's not see ball, get ball on defense anymore, you're telling me.
Yeah, I wish it was that simple. I mean, in the run game, sort of. But, you know, if you're not gap sound and somebody just sees it and they run to it, especially when you're playing teams that run zone, you're opening yourself up to the cutback and things like that. So or if you bite hard on play action, you know, you're opening yourself up to the boot. And it's just, you know, as teams get more and more complex, those things open up. I mean, my wife had a funny quote. She goes, you know, I've been married to you my whole life almost, and it seems like I never really realized until my son started playing how smart football players have to be. She goes, I always thought they were just out there crushing people. And she goes, the more I listen to you and Jacoby talk about it, she's like, oh, my God, this is like chess. And I said, it is, and I don't think people really realize how complicated our game is and how difficult it is. So that's why it's the greatest game in America, in my opinion. It's awesome, but, man, it is challenging.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Tigers tonight.
Hey, thanks, John. Take care.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with a look at the lineups coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, good evening, everybody. We come to you tonight from Concordia High School in Omaha, right off of 156th and 4th Street, with football on a Friday evening, live from Omaha Concordia as the Tigers travel up to Omaha for this Friday night matchup. My name is Cody Shawong, bringing you action tonight along with Troy Nelson. Troy, we're ready for a good one here.
We're ready. And let's knock on wood that there's no more rain.
You keep jinxing it. That's all right, though.
That's all right.
All right, a couple of two teams trying to get on track here tonight. Omaha Concordia 3-0, trying to keep that trend going. A lot of offensive power for the Mustangs so far this year, both on the ground and through the air by by the stat look. And for the Tigers, just trying to get going, as you heard there in the pregame show, Coach Banger talked about, you know, a couple plays from being, you know, 3-0. So the Tigers are in good spot. Get a couple key players back tonight. Offense might look just a little bit different, but it's going to be an exciting one nonetheless.
Yes, definitely.
Troy Nelson, Cody Schwong with you here, live from Concordia High School in Omaha, home of the Mustangs. As the teams are warming up, the Mustangs are bringing the team in via the walk from over from the high school, following a military truck with a couple of American flags. Very, very cool salute here as the Omaha Concordia Mustangs enter the field of play. While they do that, let's look at the starting lineups. The Concordia did win the toss, so they will have the ball first on the offensive line for the Mustangs tonight. At left tackle to be Blake Sunday. He's a 205-pound senior. At left guard, it's Logan Baker, a 200-pound senior. At center, Jaden Harris, a 285-pound junior. At right guard, it's Hudson McAllister, a junior at 185. And at right tackle, Monty Callahan, a 180-pound senior. At the tight end, Asher Hansen, he's a 210-pound senior. At the wide receivers, Parker Olson and Tanner David for the Mustangs. In the backfield, at quarterback, Drew Coolis, he's a 180-pound senior. And at the running backs, it's Cole Hennick, a 210-pound junior, and Ryder Harrington, a 190-pound senior. Troy, let's look at that Fall City defense.
All right, for the 1-2 Tigers coming in on the defensive line, they should be running a four-man down lineman. 76, Brock Neatville, 187-pound senior. 77, Caleb Offner, 288-pound senior. At the right guard will be in 75, Ashton Martin, 184-pound senior. Your defensive end, 53, Vaden Layden, as a senior. Your linebacking core, 54, Elijah Layden, 164-pound sophomore. Number 12, Gavin Bauer, 174-pound senior. And number 21, Jayton Wilkerson, 141-pound senior. Your defensive backs, number 3, Orion Cottrell, 149-pound senior. Number 8, Grant Kobza, 170-pound junior. Number 83, Cade Cottle, 144-pound senior. And your safety, number 19, Bodie Jones, 135-pound junior.
That's a look at the Tiger defense. Now on the offensive side for the Tigers, they get Blakely Sells, not all the way healthy as we heard in that pregame show, right? But a little banged up. But he is going to lead the way at quarterback for the Tigers, 176-pound senior. Also in the backfield, Jacoby Bangard, 184-pound junior. At running back, Jayton Wilkerson, 141-pound senior. And Gavin Bauer, also a senior, 174 pounds. Up front for the Tigers, at left tackle, Brock Neatfeld, a senior, 187 pounds. Left guard, Ashton Martin, also a senior at 184 pounds. At center, Chase Simpson, 229 and a senior. And at right guard, Vaden Layden, 192-pound senior. And at right tackle, Caleb Offner, 288-pound senior. At the end, it'll be Bodie Jones, 135-pound junior, and Orion Cottrell, 159-pound senior. Troy, you want to look at the defense for Omaha Concordia?
You betcha. They're going to mix things up here. I watched a little bit of huddle on them. They're going to have three down linemen, but your outside linebackers most of the time are going to drop down to the line. So on the tackle, you got Xander Reigel, 205-pound senior, Jaden Harris, 285-pound junior, and Moses Blacketeer, 175-pound junior. Your linebacking crew outside, again, drop down to be a defensive end once in a while. Number 11, Asher Hansen, 210-pound senior. Inside linebacker, 44, Alex Eshman, 180-pound sophomore. Number 5, Cole Hynek, 210-pound junior. Your other outside linebacker, number 30, Jared Paca. Pesha. We got to get this right before we ever start or I'll mess it up all night. 185-pound senior. And your defensive backs, Tanner David, 165-pound junior, Ryder Harrington, Drew Colas, 180-pound senior, and Elijah Carlson, 165-pound junior.
So that's a look at both starting lineups for both teams. As the Mustangs come onto the field, the Tigers are lined up here on the sideline, on the near side, as Troy and I sit here this evening. And the Tigers are in their white uniforms, black pants, black helmets, here on the road at Concordia. Concordia, dressed in the all blues tonight, Troy. All blue uniforms, blue helmet, blue jersey, blue pants. Looking pretty sharp.
All dark with light blue numbers.
You might be able to help us out just a little bit here.
And we are closer to the field tonight.
We are.
It's going to sound a whole lot different for the fans at home.
There's
right in the middle of the Omaha Concordia fans.
So our apologies before we get started here. We are right in the middle of the Concordia fans. But great seat. We'll be calling the game from right here. Great view as we can see it.
We're on the 50, so.
Right on the 50.
Yeah.
$1 million ticket is what they call that. Troy, you got any temperature kickoff time here?
Well, yeah. And again, 69 degrees to start the game off here with a 30% chance of rain. And talking to some locals here, the gentleman sitting to my left says it's all going to go south. So, and again, looking right now, baby, it looks nice on the west side. So let's just hope it keeps up. But yeah, as far as the weather, we got a light wind blowing. You can see the flags going a little bit, but not much. And it's just a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Also, don't forget over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, there is some more football on there for you. It's Randy Gutrula and Dylan Heinrichs over at Tecumseh calling Johnson County Central. No, messed that up. Johnson County Central and Johnson Brock over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Would like to remind everybody, you can hear us live on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Just click on there, go up in the top right corner. There's a Listen Live button. We'll be on KTNC tonight. Randy Gutrula over at Tecumseh, again, calling Johnson Brock and Johnson County Central. In Fall City tonight, it's the Sicker Heart Irish at home, Parents Night. So if you're looking for a little football action on this cool Friday evening, jump over to Jug Brown Stadium. It's the Sicker Heart Irish back at home tonight, Troy.
Yep, it's Parents' Night as well there.
Parents' Night.
Yep.
So a lot of things going on here on this Friday evening. We will have football for you tomorrow. It'll be the Big Red. They tee it up at 2:30 against Michigan. Good game. You can hear that on KTNC right here, right?
KTNC right here, yep.
So we're pretty much like Nebraska announcers.
Yes, we are.
All right, I'll take that. Next week, coming up, just so we know, we'll mention this throughout the broadcast, but next week we will also have coverage, Fall City Sicker Heart at HTRS, and we will have Auburn at Wilbur Claytonia next week. Sunny 101.3 for Auburn and KTNC for Sicker Heart at HTRS. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a 2-minute timeout as they play the national anthem here at Omaha Concordia High School. Take a 2-minute timeout, and we're getting you set for football on a Friday evening. Again, live from 156th and Fork Street in Omaha, Tiger football here on KTNC.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Fall City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Thank you.
got to hear most of the national anthem done by the Omaha Concordia Band. Well done tonight, Troy, on the band, huh?
Yeah.
It's always cool to have a live band here playing the national anthem. Cool?
You bet.
We're almost ready for kickoff. Again, this is Cody Shawong and Troy Nelson coming to you live from Omaha Concordia High School here just off 156th and Fork Street. If you could get about any farther northwest of Omaha, we'd about be to Fremont, Troy.
There you go.
Hey, but not a bad drive.
One quick play-by-play before we ever get started. We are sitting in the stands with the crowd. Again, the stadium we're sitting in is not a cement stadium like Jug Brown, so it's open to the bottom. And I just dropped my blue pen, so guess where it went?
All the way to the ground?
All the way to the ground.
Don't worry, I got one in my pocket.
Well, yeah, thank you, but again, that's why I packed my daughter's plastic crayon kit from grade school. I've got backups.
We're good to go.
Good to go, baby.
Both teams are on the field now, so we are going to be live from Omaha Concordia with football. Cody Shawong, Troy Nelson, Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer here this evening, as we're bringing you live football on KTNC. This is Tiger football tonight. You got the ball teed up for the Tigers is Gavin Bauer. Gavin Bauer has it teed up back deep for the Mustangs. Got the numbers back there, Troy. Looks like Alex Eshman.
Should be Eshman and Carlson.
Carlson. It'll be Carlson with the football. He picks it up at the 20. Gets it to the 30. Gets tripped up right there. That's where the Concordia Mustangs will start. First and 10 here to start the ball game is at their own 33-yard line. Just underway. The Tigers in their white uniforms, black pants, black helmet this evening. Omaha Concordia wearing their all blues. Blue jersey, blue helmet, light blue trim. Not as much of a bird point view, so we might have trouble picking up some of these numbers, but we're going to do the best we can. Concordia breaks huddle. This is Coolis. Coolis has it lined up in the shotgun. Drew Coolis, 180-pound senior. Off to his right is Cole Hennick in motion. Goes a receiver. Off to left to right. It's a quarterback draw up the left side. Coolis makes the defender miss. First down. He gets out across the 45-yard line. Picks up a first and 10 for the Concordia Mustangs.
And it looks like the safety, Bodie Jones, come up and did a shoestring tackle there. But we do have a flag on the play.
Flag on the play back around the 39-yard line. It'll be holding against the Mustangs. That'll back them up. We'll redo first down here, Troy.
There you go. So, not the start Concordia wanted on a nice gain on that run there, but, again, good start for Fall City.
Coolis averages about 60 yards on the ground as a quarterback, and he also throws for about 130 a game. So, Coolis, an all-versatile quarterback. And if I remember right, 2 years ago up here, I believe Drew Coolis was the starting running back, or the quarterback for the Mustangs.
There you go, so experience.
Some experience back there at the quarterback position. He lines up in the shotgun once again. Three receivers to the left this time. Hennick off to his right. He throws it out quickly. Gets it off to the left side out there near the original line of scrimmage. Pulling that catch in is Ryder Harrington. He pulls in the first catch of the game. Gains a...
No gain on the play. Ball remains at...
No gain.
Wilkerson and Baden laid in on the tackle there for the Tigers for the no gain.
No gain on the play. First down, 14. Second down, 14 to go. Two running backs at this time. He pitches it out to the right. This is Harrington again. Tries to get to the near side here. He crosses the 40. At the 50, he gets tripped up right here in front of the Tiger bench. Chasing him down were a couple of Tigers there.
And again, Bodie Jones doing a great job. Last man in line there, shoestring tackle and shoving him out of bounds all at the same time. But first down for Concordia.
Gain of about 22 yards on that carry. Ball's going to be at the near hash here just across midfield at the 49-yard line of Fall City. The Tigers just let a big play happen there. Just getting around the outside was Ryder Harrington. The Mustangs break huddle. Come over the football is the offensive line. In a pistol look this time, with a tight end on the right, a left receiver split out way left. Coolis takes the snap, rolls to his left after the fake run, now decides to pull it down, looking for a little room over there next to the Omaha Concordia sideline. He's going to be drugged down after a gain of about three on the keeper quarterback carry by Coolis.
And on the tackle for the Tigers that time is Ashton Martin and Grant Kobza.
Ashton Martin, number 75.
Martin getting in on the tackle that time for the Tigers.
3 yards to the 46-yard
line. So a second down and seven will be the upcoming snap for the Mustangs this time. They break huddle. A receiver goes to each side, one clear to the right side this time. Out here on the left, on the right is Tanner David. Coolith back to pass, looks out right, has Harrington. Ball's going to be drug in, now it's dropped. As he hit the ground, ball's going to be hit the ground incomplete, Troy.
Well, Ryan Cottrell coming up from his defensive back position and putting the hit about the same time the catch was there and knocked the ball loose.
Ryder Harrington, the intended receiver that time, had it momentarily as the Harrington came to the ground, like Troy said. Cottrell getting in there to knock that football away. Third down, 7 now. Big opportunity here for the Tigers to get off the field. They break huddle. The Mustangs will go 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 split out right. Kula's in the shotgun and a running back on his left. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He'll keep it himself on the left side. Tigers there. He'll be short of the line to gain. That's going to bring up a fourth down. Gain of about 2 on the play. Fourth down and 3 now for the Mustangs.
Sophomore Elijah Layden and senior Brock Neefeld in on the tackle for the Tigers.
Mustangs go quickly over the football. They're going to set one receiver off to the left, one to the right. A tight end split off the line and Coolis in the shotgun formation. He'll take the snap, looking left, has David Tanner. Tanner pulls down, goes right down with the football, right at the 35-yard line. Tanner David pulls in that reception. Gains just enough for a first down. Coolis to David.
And your defender on the play, Wilkerson, has lost his footing on this grass turf and just slid and couldn't. And then, but the receiver for Concordia slipped and fell too. So must be a little weak spot in the grass right there.
A little wet as Troy and I were walking in. There is a little bit of a mushy feel to this grass here this evening. Concordia with the football. Two tight ends set. They pitch it to the left. They'll run to the left. All the way off the other side to the Mustang sideline. Breaking tackle goes with Cole Hinnick. Hinnick takes the football up the left side for a gain of about 15, 20, Troy?
Yeah. And, you know, I hope I don't stop saying this so much, but again, Bodie Jones in on the last man tackle there to stop that for getting a touchdown. Good thing he's there to stop it, but you don't want your safety getting all those tackles.
Concordia will have a first and 10 from the 18-yard line. One receiver split out there, right, Tanner David right, a receiver left, and a two-back set right around Coolis. Coolis will throw it again. He looks for David, his favorite receiver. Ball up in the air. Oh! David can't pull the football in. Had that one go between his hands as he was right at the right back pylon. Back there in coverage this time was
Wilkerson
for Fall City. Went over Wilkerson's head. And I think there was just enough distraction by his hands that David just couldn't corral that one in.
It was a great pass and looked like he had it all the way. But again, Wilkerson maybe at the last moment got enough in there to disrupt it.
Enough to make a difference, right?
Yeah, yep.
David does average 60 yards of receiving yards a game, so a favorite target of Coolis. Here's a run off the left side this time. Ryder Harrington, the ball carrier, off to the left side. Tigers there to meet him right away at the line of scrimmage.
Two Tigers, Gavin Bauer and Elijah Layden, your linebacker, stepping up and getting that stop.
Third down and 10 now at the 18-yard line. Tigers looking for a third down stop. Coolis will bring the play in from the sideline. They'll break huddle. They'll send Tanner David again, 265-pound junior, split way to the right here, way out here on an island. A shotgun look, two receivers to the left, David to the right. This will be a Coolis draw right off the left side, right side. Coolis breaking tackles, has a couple of Tiger defenders on his back, and I believe he's going to be close to the line again. Goes Drew Coolis with the run, quarterback run.
Grant Kobza and Bodie Jones getting in on the tackle there for the Tigers.
Another one of those last line of defense plays for the Tigers. So it'll be first and goal, set up from, I believe that looks like the 8-yard line. Two receivers split way left for the Mustangs. Coolis in the shotgun. A receiver set off to each hip. Coolis takes the snap, hands it off. This is Hinnick with the football. He drags Tiger defenders down towards the goal line. No signal yet. It must have been stopped short.
Concordia players are all putting their hands up for a touchdown, but the referees disagree.
Here we go quickly over the football of the Mustangs. Same formation, two to the left. Two running backs right off of Drew Coolis' hips. He takes it, hands it off, stay in play, and a touchdown, walk-in touchdown by Cole Hennick, a 210-pound junior. He gets the Concordia Mustangs on the board first. 6:44 to go here in the first quarter. The Mustangs take the first opening drive and march it straight down for 6 points. Chewed up about almost half of the first quarter with that drive there. Here is an extra point attempt by Cam Hartman. Hartman on to do the place kicking. Pending the extra point, ball is on the ground, kick is up, and good. So that makes our score 7-0, 6:44 here left to go in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more football on KTNC.
After that last load comes out of the field, the last thing you want to worry about is financing. That's where F&M Bank comes in. Our ag experts make it easy so you can focus on what matters most while we help set your operation up for success. From seed to harvest and everything in between, trust the local ag loan experts at F&M Bank. Stop by and talk with one of our experienced loan officers today. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial in Falls City and Auburn. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
All right, with 6:44 left in the first quarter on a two-yard run, Cole Hynek puts it in for the touchdown for Omaha Concordia. They capped 11 play, 67 yards, and Hartman put in the PAT to make it 7-0.
7-0 is our score. Again, that scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Give Tasha a call today, Auburn or Fall City. So it's 7-0. The Tigers trail here right away. It was just an opening drive, Troy. So the Mustangs were able to just march the football straight down the field for 6 points, and then the PAT made a 7, of course. But the Tigers not in bad shape here. Let's see if we can get something going on offense. Back deep. This is Wilkerson and
Cottrell
back there deep for the Tigers. It'll be Cottrell receiving the football at the four-yard line. He'll take it off the left side. Has some room, Troy.
There we go.
Here it comes up the near side, and he gets popped right here at the 35-yard line. But the Tigers are going to be in good shape here on their opening drive. Good return there by the Tigers.
Looks
like
around
the 36. All right. Tigers football. We're ready to go with offense now. It'll be Blakely Sells leading the Tigers onto the field. Two receivers off to the right side, Cottrell and that is Bodie Jones out there. A pistol set with a fullback off to Sells' left. Sells will take the snap, hand it off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson met right away, gains about maybe two. Wilkerson picks up two on the first carry of the game for the Tigers.
And on the tackle for the Mustangs, we got Kulis and Carlson.
Second down and 8 now for the Tigers. Just underway here at Omaha Concordia. Again, Cody Shawong, Troy Nelson with you. It's just 7-0. Omaha Concordia took the opening drive straight down the field with the score. Sells in the shotgun this time. Eyeback sat right behind him. They'll run an option to the left. Tries to fake it, and he gets just drilled. Good defense by Concordia Mustangs that time. Sells just didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, everybody was covered, and he just basically had to eat that. As nose guard, Jaden Harris, 285-pound junior, hit him.
Third down and 9 now for the Tigers from the 36-7-yard line. Two receivers to each side this time, a tight end on the right. Sells in the shotgun by himself. He takes the snap, looking to pass, has a receiver, pulls it down now, takes off trying to run. He gets to the left side. He's going to get a first down across the 50, and now he gets out of bounds, and now he
has a late hit out of bounds.
Hit out of bounds by the Mustangs. He was way out of bounds that time, Troy.
Yeah.
And he hops right back up, ready to keep playing.
Yep. And again, we saw that one coming because that linebacker coming at him hard and heavy. He couldn't pull up, and he hit him out of bounds, and the referee right there and threw the play.
About 20-some yards of carry there for Sells. You always mentioned in the pregame show about the banged-up knee. You hate to see him take a shot like that. But nonetheless, first and 10 for the Tigers, now with some business here.
And you know that's why he was getting out of bounds, too,
yes,
to protect that knee.
Yep.
But still took a good shot, but again, popped right up, and here we go.
All right. Tigers will break a huddle. Now they have the ball at the 24-yard line. First and 10 from the 24. Two receivers off to the left, two receivers off to the right. Sells in the shotgun. Wilkerson stands behind him. He takes the snap, looking to throw. Wilkerson takes the swing pass right, has some blockers in front, gets past the first down, and into the end zone goes Jayden Wilkerson. Touchdown, Tigers. 5:10 left to go. A quick score for the Tigers with a helpful penalty on the Mustangs. Pending an extra point here, we might have a tie ball game, Troy, with 5:10 left to go here in the first quarter. That's how you answer a scoring drive.
That is how you do it, yes.
So as the Tigers run out their point after team, with the kicking duties tonight, Gavin Bauer will have her teed up.
Now on to attempt the extra point.
Bauer takes aim, kicks it. Blocked and no good. So it'll stay 7-6. Omaha Concordia in front by one here. But the Tigers answer with a score of their own. 7-6. Omaha Concordia in front of Fall City here. Take a 30-second timeout. Back with more football on KTNC.
Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply, your grilling headquarters. Come on in and take a look at our great new line of Rec-Tec grills and smokers. We've got four models in stock to choose from, along with the first ever pellet griddle. Also, we have a good selection of Blackstone grills, Weber grills, and the ever-famous heavy-duty Blazon grill made in Beatrice, Nebraska. So come on in, check us out at the best selection around. Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you grilling.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A Tigers scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Caught Tasha today at Auburn or Fall City.
With 5:10 left in the first quarter, 24-yard pass from Sills to Wilkerson. Wilkerson scores. Capped four-play, 64-yard drive. PAT was no good. 7-6, Omaha Concordia.
Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn. Would like to mention our presenting sponsor tonight, Family Care Center.
Got to get that in, baby.
Family Care Center, our presenting sponsor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kicks on the way. Bauer kicks it to about the 20-yard line, and the Mustangs will bring it out. Looking to make some tracks, but dropped right there. Ryan Cottrell knocks down Carlson. Ball will be placed at the 25-yard line as the Mustangs set up shop for their second drive of the ball game.
Cottrell had a nice open field tackle there.
Very nice tackle by Cottrell. I want to remind you, 7-6 the score. Tigers did miss that extra point opportunity there on the touchdown drive. So 7-6, 5:06 left to play here in the first quarter. As the sun starts to set here at Omaha Concordia, it's Drew Coolis in the backfield. He sends a guy in motion. They'll toss it out to him. This time it's Hennick. Hennick tries to break a tackle, does so. Across the 30-yard line goes Cole Hennick. He'll pick up about 7 yards, and it'll be second and two to go for the Mustangs.
Your linebacking crew, Gavin Bauer, put the first hit on him, and then Cade Cottle, your defensive back, finished it off and hit him high and brought him down.
Mustangs break the huddle. They'll send one receiver to the right, two tight end set this time, as the receiver's also off to the left side, far side. Two running backs behind Coolis. Coolis will hand off to Harrington this time. Harrington stood up and brought down, but not after gaining about two, so it'll be first down for the Mustangs.
Again, linebacker Cobes hitting him first, and then Niefeld finishing him off.
4:22 left to play here in the first quarter. First down, 10 yards to go at the 38-yard line. The Mustangs will break huddle. They'll send the receiver to the left side, one receiver to the right. Two tight end set. Quarterback with a running back right off to his right hip. Drew Coolis will take the snap, looking to pass. Looks to the right, has a receiver. That's Cole Hennick. Hennick has room, but a flag on the play in the backfield as Cole Hennick was across midfield.
Cottrell got the tackle. All right, but again, it's going to be on the Mustangs.
Another offensive penalty on the Mustangs will back them up. We'll see where they spot this football, but it'll be first and long ways to go for the Mustangs. First down and 20. for the Mustangs.
Now they move it again. So more than 20.
Should have been exactly 20, but you don't know.
First down and about 20 yards to go.
About 20-ish. All right. Two back set this time. Kulis in the gun. Takes the snap. Looks right. Has a receiver out here, Tanner David. Looks to throw to him. And can't pull it in. Back there on defense was Wilkerson. Wilkerson breaks up the ball. Tanner David, their intended receiver from Kulis.
And again, Wilkerson in on that coverage, but as soon as he saw the ball coming, he planted his feet, and his feet slid again on this turf or natural grass field.
Yes.
And again, it went through the hands and dropped incomplete for the Mustangs.
Mustangs will have it second and 20 now. Two receivers to the right. Put out way to the left side is another receiver. Kulis stands alone in the backfield. Running back in motion across the formation. Now Kulis will take it. Quarterback draw right up the middle. There's a defender for the Tigers right there ready to stop him. Gain of about 4 on the play. Brings up third down and 16 to go for the Mustangs.
Cobza hitting him first and then Elijah Layden coming in to help out.
Number 75.
Third down and 15. I was off 1 yard from this viewpoint. I thought it was 16. Can't have it all.
Yeah.
Concordia breaks huddle. Again, they like to split the receivers out. One to each side this time. Kulis in the gun once again. Anything could go here. They run a sweep this time. They'll hand it off to Eshman. Eshman tries to get to the right side. Out here's a hole. Might be a flag on the play. And Eshman gets across midfield into Tiger territory.
Yep. Brock Niedfeld in on the tackle, and he reached up and grabbed the top of the shoulder pad, so probably a horse collar playing on the Tigers.
So after the first down run, we're going to have a little extra yardage with the flag. Here comes the...
Yep.
Good call, Troy. Good call.
Well, and again, where we're sitting at, it was happened pretty close right in front of us.
You could be an official.
Nope. I like where I'm sitting.
So the officials will mark it off. They'll step it off. We'll have first and 10 for the Mustangs from the 33-yard line.
First down, 10 yards to go.
First and 10 from the 33.
You love those officials.
Yeah.
Got to have them. You need them. They're not always correct. They are human, but I would not want their job.
One receiver off to each side. Kulis in the gun with two backs next to him. Looking to throw. Has a receiver out there on the left side. And gain of about maybe 4 yards on the play.
Parker Olson,
the receiver that time for Concordia.
Wilkerson getting in on the tackle and a good open field tackle for him that time.
Tigers doing a good job especially the defensive backs, of being able to corral these longer plays for Concordia once they get through that main line of defense. Second down, 7 yards to go. Ball spotted right at the 30-yard line now. Concordia still in the huddle. Play clock's got to be getting a little bit low.
I think, but your defensive back umpire's not doing anything.
Not doing anything yet. Two receivers off to the left, a tight end on the right. Kulis in the shotgun with a receiver or a back bite behind him. He'll stake the handoff and keep it himself. Across the 25-yard line goes Kulis. He'll pick up a first down. And the ball will be spotted about at the 20-yard line now.
Cade Cottle and Bodie Jones get in on the tackle.
Subbing into the ball game comes Chase Simpson. He will replace
Hoffner
this time. Thank you, Troy.
A few of the numbers I got.
You got it. You're doing great. Concordia football here, first and 10. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line. Receiver off to each side once again. Kulis in the gun. Oh, this is a direct snap to the running back. Heinick will be on the left side. Gets to the goal line and scores. No, they said he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
He was still running down the...
Yeah,
I thought he was...
And again, that's on the far side. We lost vision of him, and he was still trucking down that sideline.
All right, so not a touchdown, but it is a first down. Ball's going
to
be at the 8-yard line, first down and goal to go for Concordia. Now, when they were down here last time, they ran two halfback dives, same play.
We're
able to score on a couple plays here. So same formation as they had, two receivers off to the left. Now they motion a running back off to the left side. That's Hinnick. They'll pitch it outside, left side, Ryder Harrington. Harrington looking to get upfield.
Another flag.
And I thought I saw a flag, too. He gained about maybe 4 yards on the play, brought down by Tigers, but like Troy said, there is a flag on the play. Waiting for an indication here. Official making his way over at the midfield. Like, looks like a block in the back is going to be the penalty on Concordia, so that'll back the Mustangs up to the 14-yard line. First down and goal to go from the 14. So a good break for the Tigers here, backing them up a little bit here.
14-yard line of the Tigers.
Maybe able to have a little bit more confidence not being so close to the goal line. Receiver runs out to the right side. That's Tanner David, and one off to the left. And there's a receiver now in the slot. That's Harrington. Coolis in the gun. Takes the snap. It'll be a quarterback run, and he's met right in the middle.
Yeah.
Brought down by a Tiger in there. Who was that?
Gavin Bauer.
Gavin Bauer, what a play. Gavin Bauer flying in there to make the stop on Coolis.
It stood him straight up.
No gain.
No gain, and had some help coming in as well. But Bauer in on the stop. We've got a referee timeout here.
Timeout on the field. 1:12 to play here. 7-6. Concordia here in front. We'll take a 30-second break. More back with more Tiger football after this.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Omaha Concordia. Cody Shawong, Troy Nelson with you this evening. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer. It's the Fall City Tigers trailing by one as we end near the end of the first quarter. It's 7-6, Omaha Concordia in front here. We have a second down, long ways to go to the goal line, second and goal from the 14, that is. As we come out of the timeout, two receivers off to the left side for Omaha. They'll take the snap. Coolis, he'll try a quarterback draw again. There's Tigers there. They drag him down right around the 10-yard line. So it'll be third down, goal to go from the 10.
Offner in on the tackle, along with Kobza.
Offner and Kobza in on the stop for the Tigers. Like I said, third down, goal to go from the 10. Clock trickling here as that was a running play. 45 seconds left to go in the first. The Mustangs break huddle. Receiver off to each side. Two backs lined up right behind the offensive line. Coolis deep. He'll take the snap, looking to throw. Looks to throw to the left side. Has the defender in his face. There's a receiver down there. Ball is going to be brought in by Omaha Concordia for a Mustang touchdown from 12 yards out. Parker Olson, the receiver, on the catch for the Mustangs. So Coolis to Olson for a 12-yard touchdown pass. Pending an extra point here. 28 seconds left to go in the first, and the Mustangs strike again. Two drives, two touchdowns for the Omaha Concordia Mustangs. And as we heard in the pregame show, we knew the Mustangs could score. They're averaging over 30 points a game. Now on the point after try, there's flags. I think preliminary indication probably is a false start on Concordia, and that's what it is. So now that'll back them up. They were going for two there, Troy.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe they would just take the point, as that kick looked pretty good the first time.
Now they take a timeout.
They
took a timeout. Yeah. Took a timeout on the PAT.
Timeout on the PAT. We'll just keep it here for this one. Caught it late.
Yeah.
We caught it late. So a PAT timeout.
And again, we didn't hear a whistle on
that.
The Concordia players just started running their sideline, and the referee just kind of waved and pointed to Concordia. So
the ball's going to be sitting now, since it was at the 3, it'll be at the 8. So a little bit probably different play call, I would imagine, if you're the Mustangs.
Yeah.
Again, if you're looking for more football, there is some over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Randy Gatula and Blaine Barons. Having the call. I said Dylan Heinrichs earlier, so that's my mistake. So, Blaine, sorry about that. He's over on Sunny 101.3. Dylan's got the night off. Sunny 101.3 football.
Not radio broadcast anyway. His wife's probably got him doing something.
There's something going on. Point after try is pending here. This is Hartman doing the duties once again. He's made one this evening. This one from 5 yards further. Snap is down. Kick is on the way up, and that one would have been good from a long way, Troy. That's 14-6. Omaha Concordia in front with 28 seconds left to play here in the first. It's Omaha Concordia 14, Fall City Tigers 6. We'll take a 30-second timeout and back with more Tiger football on Sunny on KTNC.
When it comes to playing football, no win is even possible without a strong line of defense. When it comes to our current economy, the same holds true. We want to work with you to provide the best loans and saving options, as well as retirement and investment planning, to help keep your family safe from financial fumbles during the toughest of times. So stop by and see us, and let's talk. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This drive summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
The scoring drive here, sorry, I spaced off. 28 seconds left in the first quarter, 12-yard pass from Kulis to Olsen, capped 11 plays, 74 yards, and Hartman was good for the PAT to make it 14-6, Omaha Concordia.
All right, 14-6, Omaha Concordia. Would like to mention our drive summary was brought to you by Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you. Would also like to say that our title sponsor for tonight's game, F&M Bank of Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Check in at F&M Bank in Fall City. Kickoff goes towards the 5-yard line. Wilkerson picks it up there. He'll bring it across the 20. He breaks a tackle into the midfield area at the 40-ish yard line, just short of the 40-yard line. Wilkerson with a great return for Fall City there. Fall City, again, set up in good field position after a couple of good kickoff returns on the opening one and on this one. First and 10 from the 38-yard line.
Returns to the
Tigers will break huddle, and they'll send a receiver way right, and a receiver tight to the left side. This is a tight end. Sails with a running back behind him. He'll hand it off to Wilkerson. The ball's on the ground. Wilkerson dropped it. I don't know.
Tigers got it.
Yep, Tigers clear out it there.
That's Offner.
Offner,
your offensive lineman, jumped on that baby. Just
Pounced
like a tiger.
Right tackle ends up covering the football. Did lose 3 yards on the play, so it'll be second and down and 13 to go. When we come back after the first quarter, it's Omaha Concordia 14, Fall City 6. We'll take a 1-minute break. Back with more Tiger football on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert, Dunn & Burns, LLC.
Are you looking for a fun, engaging activity for your 4 to 6 year old? Sign them up for the Shattamuggy Kids Camp at Taylor Martial Arts. Starting October 6th, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and simple, effective bully defense, as well as boost their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shattamuggy Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Taylor Martial Arts. 402-380-3383. Or find out more at TaylorMartialArts.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Omaha Concordia. Cody Shawong, Troy Nelson with you, bringing you live football from 156 and Fort Street in Omaha. It's the Fall City Tigers on the road, trailing by 8 as we enter the second quarter of play. Troy, take her over.
All right, here we go. As you heard Cody say, second down. Sells shotgun formation. Wilkerson in the backfield, now comes to the line. Now it's dropping back to pack. Pass the cell. He's got plenty of time. Rolls left. Throws to Wilkerson. Falls incomplete.
Back there on the defensive coverage that time was Ryder Harrington back there on the defensive coverage for the Concordia Mustangs.
All right, again, here at Omaha Concordia Stadium. If you're just now joining us, we are sitting in the stands with the Omaha Concordia fans. So, again, as they stand up, we have to stand up, and you're going to hear a lot of extra background noise. But what do we got going on down here? Referee is calling for a timeout. I'm not for sure. Have a clock problem, maybe? He's looking up at the
well,
ref clock.
Well, it says 12:06 on it.
Yeah.
The clock ran the wrong way.
Went the wrong way. Don't have that happen very often.
I guess we don't mind watching football, you know.
It goes from 12 minutes to 42 minutes. Yeah, okay.
We'll just call it that.
Woo, man.
A cool campus here at Omaha Concordia, Troy. I talked to a couple fans before the game, or Omaha Concordia sponsors, and they were talking about how much money and work they've done on the school.
Yeah,
it looks great over there.
Oh, it does. It looks fabulous from right here. All right, so start the third down and 13 now for the Tigers. Shotgun formation is Sells. Wilkerson sitting up behind him. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Now Wilkerson empties the backfield. Slides to the flanker position. Sells dropping back to pass. Got good protection. Got some time. And throws it to Orion Cottrell. Falls incomplete.
Yeah, good looking route there from Orion Cottrell trying to come across the middle. In on defense, Tanner David back there in the defensive coverage. If Orion Cottrell could have caught that one, Troy, a lot of green grass in front of him.
But stops the clock with 11:31. Yeah, clock's going the right way this time. 11:31, 4th and 13 from the 35. Dropping back to punt, I think, is sophomore Elijah Layden.
Looks right, Troy.
He punted last week, so snap is away. Right-footed punter gets it up in the air. It's going to be a short one. Concordia clears out, bounces to the 40-yard line of Concordia. Tigers will down it there. So the Omaha Concordia Mustangs will have their first possession of the second quarter. They lead 14-6. 11:21 left. First and 10, Omaha Concordia on the Tiger 40, or sorry, on their own 40-yard line.
Mustangs ball, first down and 10
yards. All right, Concordia breaks huddle. They got Kulis, did I say it right? Kulis in the backfield, shotgun formation. Hands off to the 44, the high back. He's going to rumble ahead to the right side. All right, the ball carrier. And he's going to get some good positive yardages, Eshman.
And on the stop that time for the Tigers was Grant Kobza chasing down that time.
Kobza on the tackle for the Tigers.
Eshman doing a good job on the right side. And got behind his blocking crew and did what he needed to do. It brings up first and 10 now for Concordia. In shotgun formation is Kulis. Eshman to his right. Two receivers to the left. Dropping back to pass again. Got plenty of protection. Man wide open on the 40. Now rumbling forward. Jumps a defender. Gets down to about the 5-yard line before he gets tackled. Number 11 looks like Asher Hansen, the tight end.
I think Bodie Jones was able to track him down there. I believe that was Bodie Jones chasing him down.
Yep, Hansen doing a great job with the catch and extra yards after that. Brings it down to first and goal, right around the 10-yard line. Shotgun formation gives a handoff to the inside to Ryder Harrington. Harrington's going to rumble forward for about 5 more yards. Brings up second down and 5.
Ball carrier.
I didn't pick up who tackled him that time, Troy.
Well, I guess I just got my numbers wrong, too, so that's okay. We're not perfect.
There are some Tigers out there, and they tackled him at the 5, okay?
There you go.
All right.
Second down and 5 for the Mustangs. And we're going to have the referee blowing the whistle again here. Timeout, Fall City. So Fall City takes their first timeout of the first half. They trail 14-6. We'll send them back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC FM 107.1.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. you can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Omaha Concordia, the Tigers trail 14-6 here with 9:58 to play. The Concordia Mustangs threatening here again from the 5-yard line, Troy.
All right. Second and goal from the 5. And Kulis is your quarterback. He's in a shotgun formation. Eshelman to his left, receiver to the left, 1-2 to the right. Eshelman's going to shotgun, moving it to the left, tucks it and runs, and he's going to go in, breaks one tackle into the touchdown. Is your quarterback, Drew Kulis. Omaha Mustangs, Omaha Concordia Mustangs score from the 4-yard line here with 9:53 left in the second quarter. All right, they attempt an extra point. All right, your kicker is going to be Hartman. Let's see who the holder is. That's Cole Hynek, your running back. So the snap is away, the ball's down, the kick is up. And it looks like it's good. Yep, the kick is good. All right, again, high school football. Omaha Concordia 21, Fall City 6. 9:53 left here in a second. We'll send it back to Aaron. You're listening to KTNC AM 1230.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Tones and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Tones and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring drive summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial in Auburn and Fall City. Call Tasha today to learn how they can protect you. It's a 4-play, 60-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 5-yard touchdown run by Drew Kulis of Omaha Concordia, his second accounted touchdown attempted, I guess. He threw one, or ran one, right? The second touchdown of the evening, and that makes the score 21-6. Again, your drive summary, touchdown drive summary, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. 9:53 left to go here in the second quarter. It's 21-6, the Tigers trail. Looking to get something going here in the second quarter, Troy.
All right, yes, we got to answer this call. That touchdown.
Number 3, all right. Trail and number 21, Jake Wilkerson.
All right, kick is away. Right-footed kicker. He's going to kick it to the left side to Wilkerson. Wilkerson catches it around the 5, moving up the field sideline. He crosses the 20, up to about the 25. He goes out of bounds.
Wilkerson.
So the Tigers will start this drive from about their own. Where their spot looks like the 28 yard line. First and 10, Tigers. 28-29 yard line, somewhere in there.
I like 28.
9:47 here. All right, Tigers break the huddle. Simpson is your center. Shotgun formation is Sales. Got a receiver to the left. Give it to Wilkerson behind him in the eye. Wilkerson's going to run into his own player and move forward for about 3 yards.
That was a heck of a run there by Jaden Wilkerson. Tackled on the play by Harrington.
Hynek.
I messed that one up too. I did the same thing. Hynek on the stop for the Concordia Mustangs.
All right, Sells goes over to head coach Banger to get the play. Again, the Tigers are not subbing too many people in and out. Tigers break the huddle in shotgun formation. Looks like Bowers to the left, Wilkerson behind, two receivers to the right. They give it to Wilkerson on the left side, and he's going to rumble up to about the 35-yard line. Gets about 3 yards on that carry.
Hynek on the stop once again for the Mustangs. Second, third down and medium here, Troy. Tigers need a first down.
They got it. This is a big play for the Tigers early in this game. They got to keep this drive it going.
All
right, again, Sells gets the play from Bangert. Offensive line comes up to the ball. Sells is shotgun formation. Again, Bauer to his left. Wilkerson behind him. Got two receivers to the right, the tight end on the left. Fake to Wilkerson.
sails rolling out to the right. It's got a man open across the field, and it looks like it's Bangert. Bangert catches it for a first down and moves down to about the 45-yard line. Is Jacoby Bangert.
That play just came wide open right in the middle of the field, about at the logo. Bangert just kept running hard there. Sells put it right on him. Big game for the Tigers. Yeah. That's what they were looking for there.
Yes, exactly. What they needed.
Tanner David on the stop that time for the Mustangs.
So first and 10, Fall City, across midfield. They're on the 35 of Omaha Concordia.
Now it's 43-yard line.
33. Scoreboard was wrong. 33-yard line. All right, Bodie Jones way out to the left. Shotgun formation. Gavin Bauer to the right. Give to Wilkerson in the backfield. Wilkerson's going to move up for about 4 yards on that carry.
All kinds of bodies flying near around the tackle. I believe that's going to be Eschman on the stop for the Mustangs.
Second down and about six for the Tigers.
Second down and 7 yards to go.
Sells giving the play in the huddle. Offensive line walking up. Got Cottrell and Bangert to the right. Jones to the left. Shotgun to Sells and Wilkerson behind him. Snap, give to Wilkerson. Wilkerson moves to the left. He's going to cross the 35-yard line and get about 4 yards on that carry.
Getting up off the bottom of the pile this time is
Wilkerson,
Xander Rigel. Rigel getting up off the ground there like making a tackle.
Third down and 3 for the Tigers. Again, the clock running here with 7:04. Ball spotted at the 36 of Omaha Concordia. Cody Jones to the right with Cottrell. Kobe's your tight end on the left. Sells Bauer to the left of him and give to Wilkerson to the right. And he's going to cut it back to the middle, and he's not going to get much on that play.
Yeah, there was nothing out here on the right side for Wilkerson.
No.
Tackle made by Elijah Carlson maybe coming up.
Yep.
Carlson.
All right, brings up fourth down for the Tigers. Still about fourth and two. Fourth and two on the 35 yards. Let's see what we do here. Tight formation. They hurry up to get in there. Sells under center. He pitches it to Wilkerson on the outside. Wilkerson has enough for the first down and a little bit more as he's crossing down to 25 inside there.
Yeah, no, you line up to try to just push it across. On the tackle, Tanner David tackle, but you line up like you're just going to push it right across that line, and then you toss it out to the right near side, pick up a big first down.
Yeah, you make one move to miss one tackle, and you've got at least 5 or 6 yards. So first down, Tigers, they are in on about the 23-yard line. Clock's now running, stop with the first down at 5:55. Cottrell and Jones to the left, sell the shotgun. Looks like Jacoby to the right. Give to, Bauer. Bauer's in the game at the I-back. Give to Bauer up in the back, and he's going to move it forward, and he might be close across the 5-yard line to see where they spot him.
Got her across the 5-yard line. That was Gavin Bauer dragging
Gavin
defenders
Bauer.
With him. Great run by the Tigers that time.
Gavin Bauer.
Tigers switched things up there. They had Grant Kobza in as the back to the right and give it to Bauer in the backfield. Bauer did a great job. Bauer running that. All right, so first and goal for the Tigers from the 4-yard line. All right, Jones wide to the left, Cottrell wide to the right, two tight ends, shotgun formation of Sells, and he gives to Wilkerson behind him on the left side, and Wilkerson's going to move forward and turn and scramble and fall forward for about 2 yards on that.
Wilkerson, the ball carrier,
I think getting up Xander Rigel with the stop for that Mustangs that time.
Second down and goal for Fall City. Clock running with 4:57 left in the second quarter. The Tigers trail 21-6. But again, we're close here. Tigers break the huddle. Jones Cottrell to the right. Shotgun formation. Bauer to the left. Wilkerson behind Sells. High snap. Sells brings it down. Gives it to Wilkerson. And Wilkerson is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and stop. That'll bring up third and goal. He actually lost a yard on that.
Elijah Carlson, the tackler once again for the Mustangs.
Third and goal from the 5 now for the Tigers. In Sells gets to play from Coach Banger. Tigers break the huddle. Cottrell's coming out to the right. Jones.
One, 2 on the play back to the 4-yard line.
Kobe Banger to the left. Shotgun formation. Bowers on the receiver on the left side as well. Wilkerson alone back in the backfield. Snap is away, dropping back to pass to Sells. He's going to dump out to Wilkerson. Wilkerson's got some running room. He's going to break one tackle, and he's in for the touchdown.
Sells
he
got him
his hands up like he gave it, and finally the referee did too. So at 3:54 left here in the second quarter, Wilkerson takes a pass from Sells and makes it in for about the 5-yard line. All right, Blakely Sells to Jayton Wilkerson for the score. All right, again, the clock stop at 3:54. It's now 21-12. Setting up for the PAT or the Tigers. Let's see what they try to do here. They're going for two. Sells is coming up under center. You got the two tight ends. Wilkerson alone back in the backfield, and it's a fake pitch to him. Sells rolls to the right, looking for his receiver, and he's got him in the end zone. Looks like it's to Jacoby Bangert. Bangert on the two-point conversion from Blakely Sells. So with 3:54 left in the second quarter, Fall City answers, but they still trail by 7, 21-14. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC or MSCSports.net.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's an 11-play, 72-yard touchdown drive brought to you by Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are important to you, your home, family, and farm. 72-yard touchdown drive, 11 plays, took a lot of time, 6 minutes off the scoreboard. It was a 4-yard touchdown pass from Blakely Sells to Jayton Wilkerson. And then a two-point conversion, also a pass from Sells to Jacoby Bangert. That makes our score 21-14 with 3:54 left to go. Tigers trail by 7.
Elijah Layden, left-footed kicker, gets underneath of it. He falls about the 20-yard line where Omaha Concordia receives it. And that was the up man that received it right there. I'm trying to get his number. Looked like it was 10. Number 10 there for Concordia, which will be Camden Hartman. They will take over first and 10 here from their 36-yard line, it looks like.
Both teams have had really good success on kick returns here. They're starting way past 30-yard line every time they get a kickoff.
Yep. Correct. All right, Concordia breaks the huddle. They got four receivers to the left. Shotgun formation is Kulis. One man goes in motion. Now he's sliding. Now he comes back to the left. Dropping back to pass, a little screen dump. He's got his man open right there. It's Heineck, and Heineck scrambles forward for about 5 yards.
Brought down that time by Gavin Bauer for the Fall City Tigers.
All right, second down and 4 for Omaha Concordia. Again, that was a pass play. They got the clock running. 3:21 left here in the second. 21-14, Omaha Concordia. They break the huddle. They got two receivers to the right, one to the left, shotgun formation. Eshelman is the back to the left. And we're going to have a quarterback keeper to the left side. It's Kulis, and he's going to get close to the first down. Depends on where they spot this. And the referee is already moving it on the far side. So change game. Get a move.
Orion Cottrell come in flying from his defensive back spot to make that tackle that time for the Tigers.
First and 10, Omaha Concordia. They're at their own 48-yard line. Second quarter, 2:54 left. Concordia breaks the huddle. You got two receivers left, one to the right. Shotgun formation is Kulis. And Heineck to his right. He throws back the pass. He's got a man open across the midfield. And again, he loses his footing there as Tanner David slides down.
Well, the grass got him that time. We can't even credit anybody for the stop.
Right. And again, we've seen that a handful of times now.
It's wet out here, Troy. Yeah. You know, we noticed it when we walked in. We both mentioned, man, this might be a little interesting. And sure enough, it's translated out on the field.
Some bad footing. Not terrible, but they've had some problems. All right, second down and 4 now for Omaha Concordia. Shotgun formation. Kulis dropping back to pass. Heineck is in protection mode. He's got a man across the middle. Passes over one defender, and he's going to make an interception.
Omaha Concordia scores on a 45-yard pass.
And I think that was Tanner David, but I'm not for sure.
There is a flag back here. It was Tanner David. There is a flag here.
We're going to bring this back.
Early flag on the play.
The two officials are back here talking right at the line of scrimmage, so that usually means it's against Concordia. But no, Concordia is celebrating. Personal foul against Fall City.
So
personal foul against Fall City. That was
touchdown Mustangs.
Touchdown Mustangs. Again, that was about a 45-yard pass.
45 yards Kulis on the play.
To David.
Cameron Hartman on.
All right, 27-14. Set up for the traditional PAT is Hartman. Again, Heineck is the holder. All right, referee is holding things up, making sure everybody's set. Now he's backing out. Gives the sign. Snap is away. The ball's down. Kick is up. And it is
good.
Good.
So Omaha Concordia, 28. Fall City, 14. With 1:57 left in the second quarter, you're listening to high school football on KTNC FM 107.1.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This drive summary brought to you by Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn. Call to protect the things that are most important to you. Tasha will help you out. Your home, family, farm, and future. It's a four-play, 62-yard touchdown drive by Omaha Concordia with a 45-yard touchdown pass from Kulis to Tanner David. A big 45-yard touchdown pass from Kulis to David, capped off by a PAT attempt. Good by Camden Hartman. Making our score 28-14, just under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Troy, it only took the Mustangs about 2 minutes to take that football down the field, but when you score from 45 yards out, that kind
of
happens.
Yep, that takes a lot off of it right there. All right, so here's where the penalty comes into play, though, because Concordia is kicking off from the Fall City's 45-yard line. So the penalty was not in play on the PAT.
So right.
It's in play now. So Concordia will kick off from Fall City's 45-yard line. All right. Your kicker again is Hartman. This will be interesting to see what they do. Nope. He's just going to get underneath of it and kick it to the end zone. So ball goes through the end zone for Omaha Concordia. So, again, that'll be a touchback. Fall City will take over on their 20-yard line.
We do have a first half show for you coming up, so stay tuned with us during halftime. We'll have a little poster, a halftime show for you, and then we will also send it back to the studio, let Aaron fill you in on all the weather coming up. Maybe a good looking weekend. Is this nice and cool here on this Friday evening for some Friday night football, Troy?
This is beautiful. It stays just like this. This will be great. All right, Tigers break the huddle again. First possession of this drive, first and 10. You got two receivers to the right, shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield with Sells. Sells dropping back to pass, though. Throws it out to the left to, I think, Bauer. Yep, Bauer is going to catch it and move forward for about 3 yards.
Over on the stop that time goes Elijah Carlson, 165-pound junior on the stop for Concordia.
All right. All right, so hurry up offense kind of for the Tigers, but a little running back or wide receivers running all over the place. Sells dropping back to pass. Guy Bauer open across the middle, and he's going to go down the left sideline for the first down and a lot more as he goes out of bounds at about the 40.
Brought down by Tanner David for the Mustangs that time, right around the 40-yard line.
Referees are blowing it for a timeout, Omaha Concordia. Concordia takes a timeout with a minute 24 left here in this first half. They lead 28-14. We'll send it back to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Omaha Concordia, it's first down and 10 for the Tigers. A minute 24 left to go here in the first half.
All right, triplets to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation to Sells. Sells dropping back the pass. He's going to hit Wilkerson on the dump out. Wilkerson makes a move to the middle, makes another move to the right. There's going to be a shoestring tackle right there, and he gets about 10 yards on that carry.
And when Wilkerson gets in the open field, he is dangerous out there. Tackle made by, that was Drew Coolis on the stop that time for the Mustangs.
All right, shotgun formation, two receivers right, two receivers left, Wilkerson behind Sells. Sells dropping straight back. He's got a man open, his Bauer, and Bauer's going to catch it for about 4 yards, move out of bounds, and enough for the first down.
Good catch by Bauer, and heads-up play to get out of bounds there.
Very. Stop that clock. 55 seconds left. Stops the clock. Irish man. I knew that was going to happen sometime or another. Tigers. Tigers moving the ball across midfield.
Clock under a minute here, 55 seconds. Tigers just on the Concordia side of midfield here.
Jones to the right. Jacoby Banger to the right. Bauer and Cottrell to the left. Shotgun formation to Sells. Wilkerson goes in motion to the left. Snap is away. Sells has it. Dropping back to pass. Got some time. Dumps it. It was intended for Bauer on the far side. It was almost intercepted by the Mustangs, but it was dropped.
Yeah, Drew Coolis over there. I think he was a little surprised to hit him right in the hands. That was going to be a pick six for the Mustangs. But ball falls harmlessly to the ground. Tigers will have it second and 10.
Yep, Tigers. All right, again, the clock stops, though. 49 seconds left here in the second quarter. Concordia leads 28-14. Sells gets the play from Coach Banger. Offensive line trotting to the line of scrimmage. Got triplets to the right. Cottrell, the lone receiver on the, to the right. Triplets to the left. Shotgun formation to Sells. Wilkerson behind him. Wilkerson steps up to block. Sells got to get rid of it. Got a man across the middle, which is Cottrell, but then they have a flag right away.
I don't know what that flag's going to be.
Cottrell caught it. Was tackled right away. And then there was a flag as soon as Cottrell caught the ball. So it, this is going to be a tough one.
This is going to be a tough one here. I don't know what they'll call, but back there on the coverage, number six. Whoops. That's all right. That was Jack Groniga. Groniga on the stop for the Mustangs.
All right, so the officials talking this over. All right, Sells has already got the play from coach, but now we got all four out of the five Zebras talking here.
One's watching the football. Make sure nobody moves that
nobody
thing.
Moves it. But, yeah, so this is a big conference.
Well, it
right
is
here.
Because it's 44 seconds left here in the first half, Troy. I mean, if this is on the Mustangs, it's going to move them ahead, you know, at least 10 yards. Right. Here's the indication.
Got pass interference on the Mustangs.
Mustangs.
So now let's see. So it is a first down no matter what.
Yeah, they're just going to take the
The referee said start the clock, and the Tigers are already on the line of scrimmage. Three receivers to the right, Sells in the shotgun, dropping back the pass. Now he's got to scramble out to his right. He's going to unload it and throws it out of bounds. Oh, Coach Coatney caught the ball there. Good catch.
Smart play by Blakely Sells. Had nothing downfield. Had a defender, that was Rigel in his face, did the right thing and just thrown it out of bounds there and saving some time. 38 seconds still here to go.
Again, as soon as he started to scramble, he knew he needed to get rid of it. So, second down and 10, 38 seconds left. Sells in a shotgun, throws it out to Wilkerson on the right side. He's got a block. He's going to be moving down the sideline. He's going to be shoved out of bounds inside the 10.
Well, that was a great effort, individual effort by Jaden Wilkerson, breaking tackles, going down the sideline there right in front of the Tiger bench.
Tigers are moving the ball to the south, and our scoreboard is on the north. We're pivoting around a lot here at the stand.
I got your clock.
Sells Shotgun formation, same play, throws it out to Wilkerson for a quick dump. Wilkerson puts his shoulders down and moves forward for an extra 4 yards. And we got timeout here. It's got to be Fall City one.
Jack Ronigay,
yeah. Timeout, Fall City. We'll send it down to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to high school football with 24 seconds left in the second quarter. KTNC or MSCSports.net.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Cody Shawong, Troy Nelson back with you live from Omaha Concordia here, just off 156th and Fort, where we have live football here this evening. The Tigers on the road in their white uniforms, trailing by 14, but looking to score here before the end of the first half, 24 seconds showing on the clock. The Tigers took a timeout to set up a play here. It was two plays in a row to Wilkerson, and the Tigers are in business from the 7 yard line here, Troy.
All right, second down and three from the 7. So they can't get a first down here, but they only got 24 seconds. So shotgun formation, Bauer to the right, Wilkerson behind him. Give to Wilkerson on the right. First play of this drive, and Wilkerson's going to go forward for about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, first time running the football, and there's going to be a timeout. I think it's an injury on the field
Wilkerson
here. Nope, timeout.
Timeout to Fall City. And again, let's see. Let's keep it here because I think. Yep, they gave him the first down. So it's going to be first and goal Tigers from their own. Let's see where that spotted at. I have a tough time seeing it.
I think it's at the 4.
4?
Yeah.
First and goal Tigers from the 4. Again, the clock stopped with the Tigers timeout. 16 seconds. Concordia leads 28-14.
I haven't done a good job of keeping track of timeouts, but I think that's Fall City's third timeout, so they should be out of timeouts now.
Yeah, that scoreboard doesn't show it.
Nope, I think they are out of timeouts, though.
Used to Jug Brown Stadium. They show it on there.
That's how you knew how many timeouts?
Yeah,
you got to teach me some of your tricks.
Well, you just got to look at the scoreboard.
Oh, got it. Got it. Okay.
Tricks, my man. All right, so Tigers break the timeout huddle here, leaving the sideline. All right, so it looks like we got shotgun formation. Cottrell to the right. Bauer is going to be on the left. Wilkerson in the behind Sells in the shotgun. Fake to Wilkerson. Sells dropping back. He's got a man in his face. He's going to unload it to Wilkerson. Wilkerson's going to get it. He's going to get hit, but he's in for the touchdown.
Wilkerson, nice catch.
Oh, J-10 Wilkerson catching the ball from Sells from
the
4-yard line to make the score 28-20 with 10 seconds left.
Great individual effort once again by Jaden Wilkerson.
Yep.
Wow.
He put himself in the right spot. He took a big hit, but he held on to it as he crossed the goal line. All right. Tigers set up to kick here. Jones is your holder. Bauer is your kicker. All right. So let's go
Bauer on to attempt the
snap it away. The ball's down. The kick is up, and it looks like Bauer. Yes, it is good. Bauer for the traditional PAT makes it 28-21 now. Tigers answer the score, but they still trail by 7 with 10 seconds left in the second quarter. You're listening to high school football on KTNC FM 107.1.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A big touchdown drive by the Fall City Tigers, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Out of Fall City and Auburn, call Tasha today to protect the things that are important to you. A 10-play, 80-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 4-yard touchdown pass from Blakely Sells to Jaden Wilkerson. And then Gavin Bauer kicked it through the uprights for 7 more. The Tigers find themselves trailing 28-21 as we near halftime here. Tigers kicking away here.
All right, with 10 seconds left, Bauer has the ball spotted at the 40, and he's going to kick it down to the right side, and it's going to be fielded around the 15, and Concordia will move it up the field there, and with 4 seconds left now, the clock stops.
And on the stop that time was Jacoby Banger. Jacoby Banger on the stop.
And return is to the 34.
Okay, Grant Goninga was the receiver there on that kick.
First down and 10.
All right, so first and 10 for Concordia. Ball spotted their own 34-yard line. All right, let's see what they got special drawn up here. Shotgun formation is Kulis. To his right is Hynek. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Shotgun, dropping back the pass. He's going to throw it out to the left side. Breaks one tackle, has enough of the first down as Hynek, but he's not trying to get out of bounds. He's just trying to score, and he's going to be brought down there.
Yeah, that'll right take us to halftime.
Yeah. So at halftime here in Omaha Concordia High School, Omaha Concordia leads Fall City 28-21. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.